Rav Lichtenstein gave 35 years ago in Parshat Yisra. It's true about general. It has a lot of application to life in Eretz Yisrael, and in particular with what we're going through, undergoing the coronavirus. If you remember yesterday, I mentioned the insertion of the story of Yisra before Matan Torah, and Rav Amital saw that as a signal that free will and coercion have to be balanced in religious faith and religious acceptance. Rav Lichtenstein spoke about a different balance. So much of the Har Sinai experience is collective. The phrase that Sefer Devarim most often uses to describe Har Sinai is Yom HaKahal. And in fact, the mitzvah of Hakel is meant to commemorate Har Sinai by gathering Anashim, Nashim, V'taf every 7 years. And Chazal stressed this, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ki Ish Echad, B'Lev Echad. Now there's a nation. For the first time, people were individuals in Brachus. There's a lot of rivalries and strife. Now there's a nation, there's unity, there's movement. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. And it's easy to get swept away, and it should be something that sweeps people off their feet and an energy that draws people to Har Sinai. But it's very important in your experience of Torah, not just to stream your experience of Torah and your relationship with Hashem through your membership in a nation. You're each individuals, and you each have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's eternal. And that's why Yisro's presence, Yisro stands out. Yisro is not part of the nation. Yisro is a ger, whether it happened before Har Sinai or after Har Sinai, the insertion textually of Yisro before the entire nation gets excited and driven to Har Sinai reminds us of a personal interaction with every individual in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Aaron spoke about the different terminology in the parsha. Atem shamatem, v'asa eschem al kanfei nisharim. So much of the psukim are about eschem, you, the people. But the dibros themselves are singular. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Lo yeh lecha Elokim acherim. Kabed es avicha v'yesimecha. Now, for thousands of years, it was hard to feel part of a collective because we really didn't live as part of a nation. We lived scattered. Jews were scattered across how many people were? 10,000, 40,000, 100,000, couple hundred thousand. So it was easier to feel no matter where you are, b'chol ha'makom asher eskira shemi avoy lecha v'erachticha, interacting with Ribono Shel Olam. Now we're back in Eretz Yisrael. There's a very strong collective spirit. Our people, our nation, the Jewish people, just listen to the words you use. The state of Torah for the Jewish people, because our whole mind is shifted, because we think in collective terms. And it's always important to balance individual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah and collective, both on a practical level. Part of living in a religious Zionist world is we don't make compromises to halacha, but we certainly make compromises to our experience because we're concerned with the broader collective. Boys are serving in the army. Those are 16 months. They're not sitting and learning Torah because we feel we have a moral responsibility. We want to be as part of the nation. We're out in this world, as opposed to my responsibility of Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not just practically. It's also conceptually. How do you see yourself? Just take a moment and think. Do you see yourself as part of a people learning Torah, growing, building? Or do you see yourself as a person that happens to live in 2021 in this state trying to find a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's modules, it's not just practical. Now, Rav Aaron obviously gave the Sicha 35 years ago, but think about the last year. It's about a year now since Corona happened. So much of Corona has collectivized us. We think of ourselves as collectives. How many people have suffered the illness? How many people are died, unfortunately? How's the state of Israel doing? What are the statistics saying? What are the vaccination rate? And a pandemic has a way of eroding personal identity. And Hashem, at some level, is speaking to each and every one of us. It's hard to know what that message is, but Hashem doesn't just speak in broad terms. Hashem also speaks to every single person. And he wants every person to take some message. It's hard to find that. But try to think about that balance between collectivism. Obviously, in Israel, collectivism is much more powerful. In America, in South Africa, in Chutz Laretz, individualism is more powerful. You contrast the Rav and Rav Kook. Rav Kook's voice is much more collective and communal. The Rav's voice, lonely man of faith, is much more individualistic. There has to be a blend of the two in life, and in particular in your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the blend of Yisro, this first story which is individual, and the rest of the story which is much more collective. Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day.